Man.
Z101 with the Grease Man. Many thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you telling your friends and making your little tapes and, you know, spreading the word far and wide of Commander von Tuchasfeis. Of course, there's one person I don't care if ever listens at all. And that's Estelle. Estelle, are you listening? Turn the radio off. You don't deserve to hear this, Estelle. You don't deserve it. Yeah, that wench, that stinking wench wrote me a note the other day. I got it in the mail. I said, Dear Nino, I think of you often. I tell you, Estelle, I was thinking of you as I wiped that note across my... I tell you,
lady, I tell you why I come off a little gruff. Estelle, the divorce from Estelle was just... Well, I tell you what, Estelle put me through hell. Estelle was hell. She wasn't working. I'd come home at the end of a hard day. Added up to here with work and traffic. I'd blow through the door. Estelle would say, I'm bored. Let's go out and do something. I said, go out and do it. I'll tell you what we're going to do. You see this? This is sweat. Sweat from a hard day's work. What we're going to do is, I'm going to take off my shirt, my pants, I'm going to sit here in my underwear, I'm going to drink a beer, and I'm going to watch TV. That's what I'm going to do. Now, what's for dinner? She said, dinner? I didn't cook any dinner. I said, you didn't cook any dinner? What have you been doing? He said, I just didn't feel like it. I said, you didn't feel like it. You've been just sitting here all day long with one thumb in your tuckers, one thumb in your mouth playing switch. Well, I'm out there busting chops. Suppose I didn't feel like going to work one day, we'd be out on the street. You can sit here watching your soap operas eating your bonbons. I said, dinner. She said, you want dinner, you cook it yourself. I'd switch it around. I said, hey, Estelle, look, there's certain responsibilities in this marriage. And she said, you have a responsibility, too, to make sure that I'm happy. Happy, she wants to be happy. I'm busting my chops all day long. You want to be happy? Let me tell you something, Estelle. When I... She said, oh, I don't have to take that from you. I don't have to take that kind of abuse. I said, oh, yeah. She said, I'm leaving. I said, let me help you. And I grabbed her and I threw her out the window. Bye-bye, Estelle. And she rolled across the lawn. Although, you know, she went right to the telephone, called the policeman. Sure enough, squad car pulls up outside the house. Lawman knocks at the door. Police, open up. I said, no way is that hog coming in here, officer. No way. She said, my name's on the lease, officer. I have just as much title to be in there as he does. He said, is that true? Is her name on the lease? I said, well, yeah, her name's on the lease. He said, well, then she's just as entitled to be in there as you are. Let her in. I said, no way, Jose. Estelle said, officer, are you going to do something? You're just going to stand out here and be a spineless twit? And the lawman looked at her and said, spineless twit? You want to go in, lady? I'll help you. And here you go. And he threw her into the other window. I said, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's not fair. I don't have to keep her in here if I don't want to keep her in here. This is my domicile. You take her back. And that lawman said, now, wait a minute. Wait just a cotton picking minute. If I say the lady goes in the house, she goes in the house. This is my jurisdiction. Now, unless you want to be in the back of that squad car, when I put her in the house, she stays in the house. You hear me? You hear me? Well, finally, finally, I figured, hey, this is costing me a fortune in windows, and Estelle was looking like she was ready to take a ride to the plaza shop, you know, plasma shop. So I thought, all right, officer, we're calmed down. He said, well, see, don't you stay that way. I helped Estelle up, and I put a little Mercurochrome on her cuts, and I said, all right, baby, jeez. I'll try to, you know, come up with things for us to do at night. You know, we'll join a bowling team on Wednesdays or something. We can get out. And if you would try, like, at least a couple nights a week to cook me something, because I'm, you know, busting my chops all day long. And maybe, you know, a day or so a week I'll take you out. We'll go to the Lums or something. She said, okay. And we ended up having to put sheets up in the window to cover the busted glass. You imagine that? Needless to say, our sheets. Well, like your sheets. Suppose you had to cover all your windows with sheets. Could you find a pair that didn't look a little... fortunately, ours were really nasty. But most people, when they saw the sheet we had in the front window, it looked so nasty, people were mistaking it for the Chinese flag.
Washington, behind closed doors, is listening to The Grease Man, Friday nights, 9 to 11, on DC 101.
Joseph!
Yeah.